Hi, everyone. Welcome back.
Welcome back to Too Niche. I'm Elizabeth.
I'm Lara.
We missed you.
We missed you a lot. You probably didn't miss us because we kept posting throughout.
We kept the halls going.
Mm-hmm.
We covered a wide array of topics in the past month. Goop Kitchen, wellness cult leaders, where there's like some sort of synchronicity between the two.
Definitely.
That's for a later haul.
Mm-hmm.
One season Bravo reality shows.
An essential haul.
Eras Tour versus Dead & Co Tour.
Another essential haul.
She was niche.
I've been repeating my theory / our theory that Taylor is doing what Grateful Dead did for her fan base. And I think it has a lot of legs.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
What would that be? Like, there's the Gaylors, and then what would the like Grateful Dead Taylor Swift coded ideology be called?
I don't know. I mean, I just think her entire fandom is that at the same like rabid level of support and dedication as like the Grateful Dead's fandom.
Yeah.
All the Gaylors, the Weedlers, everyone can come together. What are her fans called?
Swifties.
Swifties, duh. Oh my God.
It's okay. You've been away. You've been in Europe.
Lime brain. Yeah, so I've been in Europe, and that's what we're going to talk about today on the pod. I'm going to give some Italy tips and tricks.
It's a real Dolce Vita lifestyle experience over here today.
Yeah.
It looked like you had a marvelous trip.
I had a gorgeous trip. I started in Greece on Antiparos, and it was lovely. And something that I also realized going into it, because obviously on this podcast we're huge Goop heads, Goop City Guide had tons of Antiparos tips and Athens tips, and I leaned heavily on the Goop guide during my trip and was not disappointed.
One thing I've come to learn, if it's good enough for the Goop team, it's good enough for me.
Mm-hmm. So for Antiparos, like, it's the only Greek island with like a massive cave in it. And I, little known fact, am a huge cave stan. I live to spelunk. And I went on a solo journey into the depths of this cave, and I've never crawled like army crawled into like a tight space. That's not the kind of spelunking I'm talking about. I'm talking about more of like a cave that has stairways built into it, but that you can go down, 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 down until you're in like the dank 100 meters below the earth's crust kind of vibe, and then just like chill out and see what's up. But the cave on Antiparos, I would say A+ cave.
Cave hall.
European cave gives different cave energy than like a Northern California cave.
I've never done a Northern California cave. Never had the call.
A cave outside of Sonora, California, that's an incredible cave. And that's what really got me started and into cave life. But I've only been to that cave and this Greek cave, but I look forward to adding more spelunking as okay. I age. Watch this space.
I'm riveted.
The descent.
Yeah.
And then I discovered a Greek beauty brand that I didn't know existed. Obviously, have you heard of Chorus, that beauty brand?
Yeah, K-O-R-R-E-S.
Yeah, so yeah. I didn't really realize that that was Greek. And then I saw that that was around and I was like, oh, cool. But then I was turned on at a pharmacy to this brand called Apivita, and they use all bee-based products, which I'm also a big bee head, and it's like drugstore prices for these like amazing products, because I had like run out of face wash and I was like, can you recommend a face wash? And then the woman gave me this face wash, and then I went back for like an aloe or like after sun kind of lotion and found their after sun lotion, which is like fig, aloe, and propolis. And it, I bought out like everywhere I went because it was a seasonal thing. I ended up going to the Apivita store, like headquarters in Athens with my two friends. I was like, I know they'll like this. They'll be glad to be here. And sure enough, they were. And I like bought out the rest of the stock of this like lotion. And I got like obsessed with it. It's so smoothing, smells so good.
Can you buy it from the US?
You can't buy it online. I was just looking on their website. You can. So then I decided it's time for me to haul these products. And so I bought like a face serum, like their glow face serum, which you can't get online in the US. I got a lip and eye cream that you can get, their wine elixir like lip and eye cream, and you can use it. I like that it's used both areas and on like a nasolabial fold area. They have this like pure jasmine shower gel that is the most jasmine smelling, because you know jasmine sometimes is like chemically and bad smelling. Mm-hmm. Theirs is not. Basically every product of theirs I was like is an A plus for me, and they don't cost more. Like the gels, and I got like a conditioner. It's like $14.
You need to look into becoming a distributor.
I'm a brand ambassador, brand rep for Apivita. A plus, highly recommend.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was a great discovery.
It's huge.
I'm trying to think what other like amazing Greek discoveries there were. Mostly it's just like pretty. The food Blue. Wasn't so thrilling to me, but it's really just all about Italy. And that's where things start to get very real.
Very rec heavy.
Mm-hmm. So in Italy, I flew to Rome first to meet our mutual friend Nitti. And then she and I flew to Brindisi Airport, which is in Puglia, more south of like Bari and some northern Puglian towns. And I have to say, Rome Airport is an A+ for me. They have an Eataly in there.
They do?
Yes.
Ooh. It's been 17 years since I've been to Rome, so.
It's time to go back.
I gotta catch up, yeah.
I would say everyone who hasn't been to Rome or is thinking about it or hasn't even thought about it, now is your time to actually go, because I feel like Rome is 100% where it's at. I also love that Eataly is now a thing in Italy. It makes sense because it is all Italian products anyway.
But like, but their whole gig was like Italian products to the US, and like, let's bring the feel of an Italian marketplace to America.
But also now let's bring it back to Italy. So that I was like, I'm home.
That's a fun fact.
Because at Eataly, I truly do. That is my home away from home. I haven't been in a really long time and I do need to make a pilgrimage there. But that was like an automatic A+.
It's really funny.
Rome Airport for me. We rented a car and drove to Lecce, which is like a Baroque town in Puglia that's like just so beautiful. Everything's like very ornate. And right outside of it was a masseria called Trapana.
Which is a new word that I learned today.
So a masseria, I did a lot of research before I made this trip, like figuring out what region of Italy I really wanted to go to. And I knew I wanted to go to Puglia and I wanted to go into Salento because that's where a lot of Italians will tend to vacation and holiday. And I wanted to just be around, like fully immersed in mostly Italians on their Italian vacation and like see what their lifestyle is. I feel like Amalfi Coast is just like Americans, bougie Americans, like taking Instagram photos. Mm-hmm. And that's not what I was trying signing up for.
You live in Los Angeles, trying to get as far away from that as possible.
Yeah, like that's our everyday existence. So hard pass. I had two friends, a couple I knew that were staying at Trapana and were originally had like kindly offered for me to stay with them for like a night or two in their room because it's like a pretty expensive hotel. But then between two people, far more affordable. And so then when I got Nitty on board, I was like, it's time to ball, Trapana style. And this hotel, so Amasseria is like a 16th or like 17th century farm that has been turned into kind of these like bed and breakfasts. And it's all like these like limestone farmsteads with like huge vaulted ceilings. And like many of them have a tiny little church on site. And they're just very aesthetic and like vibey and beautifully Italian, but there's a lot of them, like specifically in that region, there's a lot of masserias because it's a very like agricultural part of Italy. I didn't realize it was like where most of the olive oil I think comes from, or like a big olive oil area with olive trees, but there was some sort of bacteria that all the olive groves got exposed to from like cicadas, like brought a certain bacteria that killed like the entire region's olive trees. So like when you're driving through Salento, like you'll just see like dry swaths of like dead olive trees. And like this masseria we were staying in used to be in like the middle of a huge olive grove. And now like it's just like dead trees, like all outside of the property because they got wiped out. But the owner of that just bought another masseria that's like next door that he's going to turn into a private villa. And then he's going to like redo all the grounds like around and hopefully like get the trees back up and running. So I think they're trying to like plant new trees or figure out some sort of resistant
to the economy of a town like that is fully, I would imagine, revolves around
down. I mean, driving into some of these towns also that are around, they aren't glam. There was one town that we drove through called like Depressa, and I was like, you're certainly right about that.
On the nose.
Yeah. But it's also kind of weird because everything closes from like 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. and you would drive through these towns. I think also in really hot summertime, it's just like ghost town vibes. No one comes out. They're like boarded up in their apartments or houses, and then maybe they open the windows at night or something. But I was like, who lives here? It was kind of eerie, a little bit Hills Have Eyes, but in a fun Italian way.
But European.
But I'm sure that the like farmers just got like fucked by that bacteria. It was really sad. I hope they figure it out.
Me too.
I know. Trapana is A++, ultimate soothe journey. Great for couples, romance trip. I saw also what seemed to be like a younger couple with their parents or like in-laws there. So a good mixture of that. Bring like a mom and dad, like you and Joey go with your mom and dad or his mom and dad, and you have this like beautiful Italian vacation
together.
That sounds
great.
Yeah.
I'm down.
I was like, that would be a good place to travel with one's in-laws.
Was it hard to get to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Door to door. No, that wasn't really, but like door to door from LA to Greece was like a 30-hour journey. And then it made the journey to Italy like far less troublesome. Because it really is like you're just driving. You go to the airport and then you drive wherever from the airport.
So you rented a car?
Rented a car. I think you have to rent a car. You could maybe not and stay at somewhere like Trapana and like just kind of stay there, go around that area. But I really wanted to like explore every city that was around there. So after a few days there, we went to Masseria Monte Loro, which was great. But once you've gone Trapana, you really like can't go anywhere else. So it's hard for something to like follow up mm-hmm. that magic. I would give it like a B. It's serviceable.
If you had done it in the inverse, would it have been a higher grade?
Probably.
Okay.
But I wanted to like, I wanted to cross over with my friends that were there. I probably would have done it the other way, but I wanted to like make sure we crossed over with the friends that were already planning on staying there. But yeah, I think it would have been like an even better experience to go the other way.
Okay.
Learning.
Always, every day.
So Montelauro was fine though, because it was like far more affordable. And then it was like, we did not spend any time like really chilling there. Like mostly we would set out each day on like a day trip journey. So like we went to beach clubs mostly, but the beach clubs are like, you pay like 10 to depending anywhere from like 10 to 30 euro for like a chair.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like ocean side and you go swimming and just like lay out and order food all day. So we went to like different cities kind of all around the outside of the heel of the boot. And that was the best part, was like exploring those little cities. My favorite one, I would say, is Santa Maria de Luca, which is the very most southern tiptoe of the heel. And it's just like a very charming little beach town. And then lots of like beach clubs, like fresh seafood. There is a gorgeous pasticceria that's like a bakery with like gelato and all sorts of snack type foods. And that was like a town that I would be like, oh, I would rent like a house here and then have people come through for like a month or something like that.
What was the best meal you had so far as we've made our way through the journey?
There was a rooftop meal in Athens that we had that was like, it was like you could see the Acropolis and the moon was over it. And like, it was just like a lot of good seafood and like a big group of people, and like drinks were flowing, and they like give you these little like after dinner, like degustif, like aromatic shots of whatever. And that was a great meal. I think the restaurant was called like Or or something like that. I have to look it up. But that was like a very memorable and delicious one. And then in Italy, like at this beach club in Santa Maria de Luca, we had some of the freshest calamari I've ever had. Just like a really clean fried calamari with lemon. And it was like the perfect lunchtime.
Delight
snack. And then just like, I cracked the code, which is you find a beach club or like a beach that you want to go to. We defaulted to beach clubs mostly because it's like, just get nervous about leaving your stuff and like going in the ocean or whatever. But like the beach clubs are really affordable for the most part. And then you're just like laying around swimming a ton. Yeah. And the water is so clear that you can see all the way to the bottom. Like it, and it's like pretty calm too. So it, people have called that region like the Caribbean of Europe, just because it's like very warm and the water is so clear. Like a little fish like swam up to me. You can see fish like swimming around, but not in a creepy way. It's just like very
amazing.
Blue and like beautiful. I got some water shoes.
Oh.
That reminded me of like the mesh Alayas a little bit. I was like, do I need to wear these water shoes out?
Maybe.
I'm gonna show them to you right now.
Okay. Oh, honestly, they're sort of like Kanye coded a little in like the sock shoes he's been out and about in, that I've said before, I think that
they're kind of chic. No?
I like them. They're shaped. They kind of have a row moment happening.
I know,
with the
it's a bit the row, a bit Alaya,
a bit
Kanye.
I like them.
These.
A plus.
Yeah. Water shoes are good to have too for that region, because a lot of the beaches are just raw, not like pebbles.
Right.
Some pebbles, but like mostly I like to go to the rock beaches because I don't like sand so much. and some of the rocks are like slippery. So it's nice to swim with a little water shoe. And I think that they're, I'm really onto something. They're like a gas station shoe, mm-hmm. essentially. But I was like, that was a top purchase.
So good.
We went to Gallipoli one day, which was another really cute city that had good shopping. There was a store there called Tulsi Shop that sold all kinds of like textiles from India, like chic pajamas and scarves and like tablecloths, like blankets.
Did you get anything?
I got a pair of pajamas. Their price points were high. And they were like kind of a bit like, it was a bit like Doen and what's that like Venice based designer that's also kind of like a Doen Reformation?
Christy Dunn?
Yeah. It was like a, I guess like kind of like an Indian version of a Doen Christy Dunn at like, a Barney's price point. Okay. So I was like, oh, this nightgown thing would be cool. But then it was also like 395 euro. And I was like, it's not that
cool. Not that cool.
It's not like that this time around.
Yeah.
I'm keeping my eye on you for next time. We went to a town called Nardo, which was also a really cute beach town. I would say another good spot that you could like rent a house in or like find a cool villa and like have friends come and feel like you would have enough to do around the area or in town. But I feel like my favorite places were the kinds of places where it was like you fly into the airport and then drive another 2 hours or like hour and a half from the airport. Yeah. The feel also like, because the town we were closest to in the second hotel that we stayed at was Otranto, which is kind of like a walled, well, I guess every city has like kind of a walled part, or a lot of them do, but that one felt definitely more touristy mm-hmm. than some of the other ones. But yeah, that was like, the vibe is like beach clubs, getting a good base tan, eating food.
A Jenna Lyons base tan.
A Jenna Lyons base tan. An Aperol spritz and like a delish white wine with dinner.
How was drinking again?
It was good. It was like at first, I think between drinking and like jet lag combination in Greece, like the day after I felt like riddled with anxiety. But I think that was also being... sure, the drinking and tiredness didn't help, but it was like also around newer people, so it's not like you're just like hungover like with your friends. Mm-hmm. But it's good. I mean, I just, it's easy to get right back into the mode of
that's
drinking.
The thing about alcohol.
I know, it's like I
always
literally
there for you.
No, it's always there for you. I was like, I'm Italian now. I came back and I was like, I'm cooking again. And when one cooks, one simply must have wine in the kitchen. So I now like have wine in the fridge and I've been enjoying a glass at home. And yeah. I'm like, okay, this can, my Dolce Vita lifestyle can include this for now. But it also is like, I'm aware that we might need to pump the brakes yeah. on that.
I had a bit of an experience myself over our break.
What's that?
I went to my 20-year high school reunion.
Oh my God, yeah.
Speaking of drinking, because I overserved myself in a way that is rare. And I don't really remember most of the reunion, but I think I had fun.
I think you had fun. Yeah. I hate it when that happens.
I hate it when that happens.
That has happened to me. And it is always, it's always like, I don't love it.
It did not sit well with me on many levels, and that I was throwing up the next day, but also just like not usually having more than two drinks and then thinking I'm untouchable.
Sometimes
in a land of five martinis,
it's always, those will always get you.
But it was really nice to reconnect, and it was a cute evening, I think. I did not keep it cute, but it was cute.
I'll bet you kept it pretty cute.
I don't know.
I feel like you're not a dark drunk.
I don't think I'm a dark drunk either. I know from my photos, I spent a good majority of the night in the corner going through yearbooks by myself because I have so many pictures of moments I captured from the yearbook. So that was a big chunk of the experience. But 20-year high school reunion is, it's a trip.
That's crazy.
It was like a time warp.
I'm about to see some people from my boarding school that I probably haven't seen in like 20 years, which is also just like wild. Do you remember anyone, like running into anyone?
Do you remember anything? Yeah, there were some good friends who I hung out with a lot during high school who I didn't keep in touch with. And it was really nice to see them and see that they have like cute little families and, you know, great husband and like nice jobs and, you know, all of those things. That it was just like nice to see people in a good spot and happy. And mm-hmm. that made me happy. And it's funny, I was like the only one of the only women who didn't have a new last name.
Wow. Okay.
And I think one of two people I talked to without kids. Yeah. And happy with those choices.
Mm-hmm. My therapist was telling me, because I was talking to her the other day about like, do I want to have kids? Do I not want to have kids? Something that's like been on my mind recently, like especially leading up to this trip, it was just more up front of mind. And I've never experienced like a biological clock, like urge of any sort until like maybe in the past, like few months, like so super super recently. Mm-hmm. And I think around the time that I was like ovulating, I was on this trip, and then I was like thinking about kids, but then I also was like, am I just thinking about kids because I'm like bored in my life and I want something new, and I just want, that feels like the next logical step or a logical step to like, oh, have a kid and then you have a project or have something to work on or something to like raise, and it gives you a lot of purpose that you might be seeking elsewhere. So I'm like aware that both things exist, yeah. like an urge, and then also that it might just be a crutch for me. And I was telling her about this, and then she was told me about a person that she works with and is going to recommend to me, where you can like call in the child that's like maybe asking to make its presence known, and you can like have a conversation with that child, or you can be like, sorry, like we're not gonna go down this road together.
You can, and see
like
if you, I guys really vibe
do, you like spiritually, you can like spiritually abort your unborn child.
Oh,
which I was like, that's fucking crazy, but also maybe I need to have a spiritual abortion.
You need to check in with them.
But then also, I might have to... I just didn't even think that that was an option, but I love that now women have so many options.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's just like something new that's been brought on my radar. That's a niche. What, talk about a niche offering. Job.
I'm into
You're
it.
A fetal conduit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
A non-existent fetal conduit, like a spiritual fetal conduit.
I kind of want to check that out. Don't you want to do that? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Something for Q3 or Q4.
Q4 is all about spiritual abortions. Getting way ahead of it and being like, you're not happening.
Way ahead of it.
Or you are happening.
Maybe you vibe.
Yeah. So that was an exciting development.
That is.
Oh, Rome was major.
Yeah.
I ate at a restaurant that's been getting like a lot, I guess has been like the restaurant on everyone's lips right now, which is this place called Roscioli's. And it lived up to the hype. It was A++.
Do you know what part of Rome it's in?
It's in, I want to say it's in the Monte area.
Okay. Where did you stay in Rome?
I stayed in Municipio 2 at the Hoxton, which I don't know like what else. Well, it's right next to like Villa Borghese and like the Borghese Gardens. Mm-hmm. So that was like a really great walk, like in the morning, to kind of walk through those.
So pretty.
Try and go to the Villa Borghese, find out that they've already sold their tickets for the day, walk through the gardens, and then just kind of like down into Monte, where we did a lot of vintage shopping. I went to this one vintage store that was run by an incredibly chic woman. I believe it's called Fabrica. I've been using the Google Maps like save feature and
I've
making
heard
little,
about this.
I've been making all these lists for myself. So like shopping, furniture places, beach clubs, restaurant. I wonder if I can share all these things.
That'd be cool.
I could share links to them.
Yeah.
And then maybe you, if you use Google Maps, you can see them, because I favorited like all the beach clubs, like restaurants that I was recommended and some that I went to, and like a ton of shopping places in Rome. Fabrica Studio Roma. Everything is sourced by this chic ass owner, and she has like tons of vintage, like Gucci purses, like vintage Celine purses, lots of just like leather goods, lots of vintage jewelry, and it's just like a very well curated store.
Ooh.
I also went into this store that was like kind of like a home and some clothing and perfume store called Shea Didi that was amazing. Everything in there, their candle selection, perfumes, like homewares. They had these like gorgeous like pajamas, like everything was a A+ in there too. Rome really knows what's up.
Rome's incredible.
Shopping.
When I, my last year of college, I studied at John Cabot University, that's located in Trastevere.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I really lived life for 5 months in Rome.
God, my dream.
It was amazing.
Watch,
I want to go
space.
Back.
I know.
I really want to go back. I'm ready.
I know. I was like, I've never been in a city that felt like there's so much like intention and conviction behind like everything that everyone does.
Mm-hmm.
People really got off their asses and worked to make Rome happen.
Not in a day.
I know. And like, they really like, but everywhere you turn, you're like, people really care.
Yeah.
People cared about something.
What I remember being so exciting to me was when I watched the movie Roman Holiday like a million times when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And how the places that they filmed that movie look still exactly the same. There's so much history and like beautiful architecture. It's just so special.
And everything is pretty well kept.
Yeah.
Like it's like, they do a good job of being like custodians of what existed before them.
Mm-hmm.
Like whereas Athens, it wasn't that experience really in Athens. Even though it's still cool to like walk by ancient ruins that exist in a city that you live in, like what must that be like? You just realize we live in like a 200-year-old city. That's like falling apart. I'm like, wait, what?
It's like a vacant CVS and it's like decrepit, and that's what we get to mm-hmm. look at.
Our ancient ruins are like the Grove. Another thing that I like got really into in Greece was like I went to like the Banaki Museum, that kind of is like a cultural museum. It's not like, it's like a smaller version of, there's another like the architecture museum, I think, is one of the big ones, but this was like a smaller one, like more approachable for like a day trip. And I was like looking at all the jewelry that they'd preserved from like ancient Greece and Rome, and just ogling over it because it's like so unique and pretty. And then I found this shop in Rome called Cotton Club, where this woman makes like reproductions of that jewelry.
Mm.
And they're really affordable. They're not like chintzy, like cheap, shitty reproduction. This isn't like Claire's, okay? This is like cool jewelry.
Yeah.
that she makes by hand.
Did you get anything?
Yeah. I got these like earrings that are like gold with like a coin in the middle of them.
Ooh. Any other souvenirs that you brought back of note?
In Lecce, they make a coffee in the morning that's like kind of special to the region that you can get, called like a cafe Lecce. And it's like a thin layer of this almond milk syrup and then a shot of espresso.
Yum.
And you mix it up and it's like a kind of a sugary almondy espresso vibe. And so I found some of that almond milk syrup and brought it home. And I've been having like cafe leccheses at home.
Ooh,
that feels very Italia, important. Dolce Vita to me. My friend that was staying at Trapana, one of the guys bought me and Nitty a bottle of the Mandaretto, which is like a limoncello, but with mandarin oranges instead of lemons. So I've been sipping on that at night.
Real Dolce Vita.
It really was.
Wow.
Yeah.
What an amazing trip.
It was an incredible trip.
So happy you're back.
I'm glad to be back.
To be back in Halling.
Can't wait to go back there, but maybe Tunisia does Rome. Tunisia takes Rome.
It'll be very like Mary-Kate and Ashley coded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I could see it.
Me
I feel
too.
Like we'd be fun traveling together.
Yeah, no, I would. I think we have a similar sensibility and just have a certain taste level.
Definitely.
And I trust your senses.
Yeah.
Like if
and
you
I
were
trust
like,
yours.
Let's go this way, I'd be like, sure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel that way with everybody.
I love a wander.
Mm-hmm.
Like my favorite thing is like just set out from wherever you're staying on foot and find like with a destination, ultimate destination in mind, which for me usually is like a shopping destination. But then on the way being like, what's on the way
yeah.
here? What magic can I find there? And then what other magic is around here? And then what are all the people saying that I should check out? And then just like getting like 18,000 steps in.
I started this rule when I was studying in Italy, but I try to incorporate it anytime I'm traveling. And it's like every single day I want to see something that I've never seen before. So that includes a lot of wandering, taking a different way, and sort of just like getting a new perspective.
It's so important to wander. You can't really wander in Los Angeles without looking like you need to be 5150'd.
So true.
Or it's just like a dust, like you might wander, but you'll be covered in like road grime at the end of the day. It's not
like
a city of wanderers as much
no
as it
man.
Is a city of lost souls.
Truer words have never been spoken.
So it's important to me looking into the future to align myself with places that allow wandering.
Yeah, that are wander friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
How do you guys feel about wandering? Do you wander in your day-to-day lives? Do you wonder what lies ahead for Tunisia?
How are your feelings?
How are you feeling listening to me talk about traveling in Europe for 3 weeks?
Well, you know, I think this is a part due to the Japan recap haul
mm-hmm.
that we did at the beginning of the year, and I quite liked that episode.
Yeah.
So I think a travel recap is welcomed and celebrated here in the Tunisia universe. So I appreciated the breakdown today.
I love giving tips and hints.
Thank you for the breakdown in the form of a haul. I love it.
Yeah. I'll see if I can share my like Google lists
yeah.
for anyone, because that actually would make, you'd be fortunate to have, these are my city guides. This is my town.
This is our goop. So thank you guys so much. We actually put our heads together. We planned some epic hauls coming up.
Yes.
So can't wait for you to hear all that.
I know we have great stuff on the docket. So stay tuned. And until next time,
stay niche.
Bye.
Too Niche is created and hosted by Laura Marie Shanehalls and me, Elizabeth Cott.
Today's episode was edited by AJ Mosley.
If you love today's episode, please give us a 5-star A+ rating in Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast audio. And be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And be sure to smash the follow on Instagram and TikTok at this_is_too_niche.
One of my favorite big ticket investment items is from Higher Dose. From infrared sauna blankets to PEMF mats, their science-backed tech helps you sweat and recharge and glow like never before. I am such a fan. I truly lie on my PEMF mat every night. I also love my sauna blanket. They are just incredible items. And because you're a Too Niche listener, you get 15% off your order with code NICHE15 at checkout. So head over to higherdose.com, use code NICHE15, and elevate your wellness routine today.